pursuing your goals is the real like money maker here. Like the pursuit of your goals is what changes you. It's what challenges you and helps build self-efficacy and develops you as the type of person that you want to be, someone who can achieve their goals.
Hello, my name is Emily Jansen, and this is the Leadership is Female podcast. We interview women in the sports and entertainment businesses to teach you the tips and the mindset that will get you to the top faster. Marian Wright Edelman said, "You can't be what you can't see." Let's bring visibility to women who are crushing it in their roles. Join us week after week, season after season, as we reach back to extend a hand to pull you forward. We will lead you forward because leadership is female.
Hello and welcome to one of my favorite episodes of the year. We are going to talk about setting new goals. 2023 is closing up shop and 2024 is on the horizon. So it is time to think about what we're going to do next year. What are we going to achieve? What are we going to plan? Where are we going to focus our efforts and our goals in this new year? And I feel like I've changed like a little bit. Like I've tried to change a little bit more where I like can turn down the dial a little bit on my achiever status and really, you know, just not be as crazy with what I want to accomplish in a year and kind of let time and doing the right things every day produce the results without as much stress, like on what I'm going to do, and with an equal focus or an attention to all the other things in my life besides just my goals. And I gotta say, like the way that it works in my mind is those other things in my life, which are not so other, they're very intentional. They're very amazing. It's the life I've created for myself. And what I'm talking about explicitly is my husband and my kids. I've set goals that include them too. Because if I'm going to be revisiting what my intentions are for the year, I'm going to need that reminder, right? That it's not all about the next giant milestone in my career or in my personal goals. Like my personal goals have to include those people because those people are a huge part of my life and a huge part of what I want my life to be. So I guess that's kind of like my initial disclaimer at the beginning of this episode. I'm like, really, I'm going to get into goals in a little bit different way than I have in the past. And that's because I'm writing a book. It's a big thing coming in 2024. Is my book, Let's Go, A Guide to Increasing Your Confidence. It's been such a long journey in 2023. By the end of this year, the book will be pencils down or fingers down, I guess we say today because we're typing the whole thing, but the book will be done. And it's been something I've been working on for this whole year. So many of you participated in the pre-sale that I had in August, and oh, my heart just like explodes with gratitude when I think about the support that I got for those efforts. And you guys have already ordered copies. So we've sold so many copies already, which is incredible. And there'll be more amazing things coming next year as the book gets closer to launching. Those who already bought are in the in crowd. So you're following along with the journey and you get to help me make some decisions on the book, which is awesome. And in the book, we're talking about confidence here. And part of having confidence is competence. You're more confident when your competence is higher, when you know more, when you've done more, when you've been there before, like you feel more confident the next time you're going in. So that's why goals and setting goals is such an important ingredient in your confidence building journey and why it has its very own chapter in the book. And while I'm not going to read the chapter, I'm going to share some of the principles of that chapter with you today. And then we'll talk, you know, we're going to talk about goals and like what those are and why you should do it and what that could mean for you. And I don't want you to say I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too far, I'm too deep, I'm too in the weeds like to do this. No, like you should be setting goals for your year. You have to live your life with intention of what you want to do, see, hear, feel, be, experience. Like all of that can be goal. And it doesn't have to be all super hard stuff. It can be, well, it depends on what you count as hard. Like for me, I have goals around travel. Traveling is something that has become very important to me, and not just traveling for work, traveling with my family. And that's one of my goals. There's more specificity to that, but it's layered in there, and that's fun. Very, very, very fun, but it's also a little bit hard because there's a lot that goes into like carving out that time, having the money to do it. But it's part of my like intention and how I want to live my life. So I'm going to just like jump into it and talk about the five reasons you need to set goals. And the first one is that goals trigger behavior. Goals trigger behavior. If you think about this, you're going to know that it's true, that having a clear and compelling goal will mobilize your focus towards actionable behavior. If you have a goal to run a race, what's the behavior associated with that? You have to get up off the couch and do the running in order to get your medal on race day. So having that goal of running a race triggers the behavior to start running. So you're going to have that end result when you start working towards it. So goals trigger behavior. If you have a goal to, let's say, get a certain number of followers on Instagram, well, the behavior is going to be that you're going to have to engage more. You're going to have to post more. You're going to have to start thinking about it more. If you have a goal to earn a promotion, well, you're going to have to start thinking about how you are working. Are you a really great employee, and are you marketable for the new role that you want? And if you are, you're also going to have to take action on applying for that. It's not too often that the next opportunity falls into your lap. And when it does, or if it does, it's because of the work you put in beforehand. So goals trigger behavior. Number two, goals guide your focus. When you set a goal, you naturally direct your attention towards the next step and lead yourself in that direction. It forces your actions and your behaviors that follow. The body really follows the mind. So at first we envision ourselves, we think of this goal that we want to attain, and then our focus is on that goal. It'll guide your focus. We don't want to be aimless in this life. We probably want to, you know, do a couple of things, and we derive a lot of fulfillment out of that as humans when we are moving forward and moving forward in a way that we want. So let your goals guide your focus. The third one, goals sustain momentum. Seeing progress is addicting. Goals sustain your momentum. So think of it this way. Like if you had a goal to, I talk about this all the time, it's because it's like, it's probably going to be one of my goals for next year, but a gratitude journal and the benefits of having a gratitude journal and what that has on your life. If I set a goal to write down three things I'm grateful for every single day for 365 days in the year, maybe that'll be something I challenge myself to. Goals will sustain my momentum. So if I have that goal, if I know I've written that down, if I've committed to that, it's going to push me forward to do it every day. My husband does ice baths. We have an ice bathtub in our house. And again, there's all sorts of benefits to doing ice baths. And he had a goal to do it every single day for 2 weeks. And he did. That goal sustained his momentum, and then it carried him forward. He's currently traveling for work, commuting to the ice machine in the hotel, filling the bathtub, and maintaining his ice baths because he made that commitment. So it will help your momentum. And the reason why is because dopamine is released in your brain after attaining that reward. You've pushed your comfort zone a little further. You've achieved the goal. You got the dopamine hit. You're going to want to do it again, hence creating that momentum. All right, the fourth one here is that goals align your focus. So it will help you to stay focused on what you want to do next because you're getting feedback on your progress. So take action or avoid things if that's the type of goal that you have that really offer clues to your values, beliefs, challenges, strengths, and weaknesses and allow you to course correct as necessary to your goal achievement strategy. Number five, goal setting promotes self-mastery. Goals work because they build character, and achieving goals builds character. So while the process of goal setting is important because it helps unearth and identify what's truly important to you, pursuing your goals is the real like moneymaker here. Like the pursuit of your goals is what changes you. It's what challenges you and helps build self-efficacy and develops you as the type of person that you want to be, someone who can achieve their goals. It is so, so, so important. All right. So we've kind of hammered home, like I always do. I just have to like grind this point into the ground because you got to know the why. You have to know why you want to do things. And I think that this really points to why we need to set goals and the meaningful change that it can make in your life and turn the happiness and fulfillment that it's going to provide to you. And now we know why to do it. Let's talk about how. And it's fairly simple. And I bet you know 3 out of 5 of these things. But research has helped us dig a little bit deeper into once you like set this goal, here's what you need to do in order to achieve it. And the first one is writing them down. If you write down your goals, you have an instant edge on the competition. You're 20% more likely to achieve a goal just through the act of writing it down. And now if that sounds small to you, think of an athlete, think of a football player. What would a football player do for a 20% better chance or better odds of catching that pass in the end zone? Like the game-winning touchdown pass, like a 20% edge on improvement is dramatic. So the fact that you put pen to paper automatically gives you a 20% more or greater likelihood of achieving your goals. So number one is write it down. Number two, make a detailed plan for reaching your goals. How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? What behaviors do you need to deploy in order to reach your goal? The easiest way I can demonstrate this is marathon training. I've shared a lot about marathon training, and I think the reason why I'm so addicted to running these races, or starting to get addicted, I guess, because I'm only working on my second marathon, but it's because it's a huge goal and the breakdown of achievement is relatively simple. There are so many different apps or training programs that you can sign up for that are going to give you the prescription to achieve your goal. And I love that someone else like did the work and said, okay, here's what, if you want to do this, this is what you have to do to get there. And it breaks it down so simply into what you have to do every day to reach your goal. And for once, it's not something I had to put a ton of thought into. I had to, you know, have the willpower to set a big goal like that. And then someone else is really breaking it down and making it simple. And for me, that reward of that green check mark when I finish the run and know that I'm making progress towards something big is like huge for me. So the detailed plan is absolutely critical. I really need to work on how that translates to other areas of my life and my business. So when I set this goal, how does that break down into like weekly activity? How does that become more of a habit that I complete what I need to do in order to reach my goal at the end of the day? So making a detailed plan is critical, and it's really the next step in your ultimate achievement. The third one here is focusing on your goals throughout the year. I think we've maybe all had a situation where we've set goals in January. And the most popular one is always around, you know, diet, exercise, weight loss or whatever. But maybe we've set some type of goal in January and then October hits and you stumble upon that piece of paper you wrote it down on, or you're reminded by an email from somebody that you had promised yourself you were going to do something and you haven't done it yet. So focusing on your goals throughout the year is critical because you've lost 10 months of progress. And if it's really that important to you to just like put your mark in the sand that it's something you want to get done, you have to focus on it throughout the year. Number four is build high levels of accountability by telling somebody about your goals. That improves your performance significantly. It can be challenging. It can be difficult. It can be vulnerable to share your goals with somebody else because they mean something to you. And we might find that we're embarrassed that we've set a goal about something, but like, first of all, my encouragement is to move past that. Like, if you're embarrassed to share, you need to have a different person to share it with because they should be supporting you wholeheartedly and whatever it is that's important to you. If they're a true friend, mentor, important person in your life. So you should feel comfortable sharing and it builds high levels of accountability because you told somebody. And so even if you're not checking in day to day with that person and or week to week or even month to month, like, you know that you told somebody you were going to do it. And there's just this level of like self-accountability when it comes to the fact that you've shared that you wanted to do something or get something done. And you know that somebody else knows that you're going to psychologically make some progress there. And then the fifth thing is that to generate the desired outcome, you have to add one more important step, which is writing a weekly progress report and sending it to that person that you told about your goals. Okay. This is like next level commitment. I feel like I'm goal setting queen and it's very rare that I have done this. However, I will say that I don't necessarily write a detailed progress report, but I share updates. So whether it's having coffee with two of my favorite ex-colleagues, the two of them, we sit down and they're asking me what I'm up to. And they know that I've shared big goals and I'm updating them on my progress. Or it's my husband and he's asking me how it's going because he knows I'm looking after something big. Or one of my great friends who knows that I've got a big goal on the horizon and, you know, they're sending a text message to check in, or I'm letting them know like that I've done something huge. That's been a big milestone for me. So you tell them and then you check in. So those are really the five like research backed, simple, you have to do these things in order to reach your goals. And if you can layer that in with, you know, your plan in with yourself, when you're writing these down, you're going to move mountains next year. I know you will. And the final piece of this is setting your actual goals. And before you set your goals, I want you to reflect back on all of your accomplishments. You have to know how far you have come before you can move forward. And then put pen to paper and start writing, because life is too short. You are too special. You are too unique to not pursue this next year with the intention and the attention that it deserves. So I'm here. I'm cheering for you. I can't wait to hear what you are going to do in this next year. So let's tackle it all together. Let's go. This episode was useful for you. Please like, share, rate, and send it to a friend who you're thinking about, who you know is capable of doing big things and maybe just needs that nudge to know that you know that they're capable. Just hit those little dots, text over the show, and hopefully it'll make an impact on their life too. So have a great rest of the year. Have an incredible 2024. If you're listening to this in 2024, doesn't matter what month it is, it's never too late to set your goals and set your intentions to create that big, amazing life you've been dreaming of. I'm Emily Jansen. It's such a pleasure to be here for all of you. Let's go.
If you are listening to this podcast, I know you are a busy professional. We can agree we are always looking for products that are convenient and make life easier. Mobot water bottles are one of these products. It's a water bottle and a foam roller in one. I use the water bottle at the gym, staying hydrated in boot camp and then flipping the bottle on its side at the end of class to quickly foam roll my legs. It helps with recovery and gets me back to work faster. Get yours at mobot.com and use the code LEADERSHIPISFEMALE, all one word, to get 15% off. Support Lonnie Cooper, the female founder of this product, and support yourself. This is a must-have wellness water bottle. At Leadership is Female, we are serious about supporting you in your career. That includes the tips to get you ahead inside your current organization or provide you with the next big opportunity in a new role. That's why we have partnered with Legacy Search, an executive recruiting firm specializing in mid to senior level executive searches across professional, collegiate, and minor league sports. Check out the openings listed at legacysportssearch.com or in our monthly Leadership is Female newsletter. Hint, if you have not signed up for the newsletter, head to leadershipisfemale.com. If you find a job listed at Legacy Sports Search that looks like it should be yours, email us at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com and we will introduce you directly to the opportunity. This is your career. Make the most of it. I don't know about you, but I love learning more about myself. If there's a quiz out there to help me better understand who I am, I'll take it. If there's a journal prompt, I'm using it. But how about a business that helps female leaders communicate effectively while inspiring confidence and trust in those you want to impact? Sign me up. Breakthrough Brands is unlocking clarity for women leading progress. They build leadership brands for women to discover what inspires them, define what drives them, and unlock how to share their brands with others. Do you want to gain clarity on your personal brand? Shoot me a note at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com or on Instagram, and we will introduce you to the women who will help you unlock your leadership brand. That's breakthroughbrands.com. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. Time is your most precious resource, and it means the world that you spent it with us. Please help us reach more people who need to hear these interviews by hitting the subscribe button and the 5-star rating on your iPhone. Do you know someone who could benefit from this interview? Please share it. Take a screenshot and post to your Instagram stories, copy the link and share on LinkedIn, or text that link to your colleague. The Leadership is Female podcast exists to showcase female leadership in sports and entertainment and give you the tips to level up. We will extend a hand back to lead you forward. Extend the same hand by sharing this with someone who needs to hear it. One last thing. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Leadership is Female. Now, take this lesson and run. Let's go.